Hashem Elokeinu, v'kahavetzeinu, v'kahavetzeinu min hagoyim. Hoshiyeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, v'kahavetzeinu, v'kahavetzeinu min hagoyim. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam le'olam chasdo. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam le'olam chasdo. Kol tehilato mi male gvurot Hashem yashmi kol tehilato hoshi Hashem Elokeinu v'kavetzeinu v'kavetzeinu min hagoyim hoshi Hashem Elokeinu v'kavetzeinu v'kavetzeinu min hagoyim.
Hey, okay. I hope you enjoyed that. David Lefkowitz of the Park Avenue Synagogue. Of course, Ozzie Schwartz is the current chazan there, but previously David Lefkowitz. And if you listened to the first hour, I hope you did, the first selection, it keeps going through my mind. What a fantastic selection. You're gonna hear more of that particular prayer for Israel with David Lefkowitz. It's just so special, so special. Anyway, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to 3 hours of Jewish soul music. Yes, we had the Howard Rothman series, and today in this particular program, we'll be featuring the beginning of 8 programs hosted by our friend cantor Alberto Mizrahi of Chicago, aired in 2009. So you do have 3 hours. Enjoy your feedback. And, you know, as many of you know, my collection is in the process of going to the Jewish Sound Archives, the Israeli Sound Archives in Jerusalem. They've already digitized 2,500 of my cassettes. I have another 1,500 that I'll be sending in the near future. And I'm preparing to send many thousands of 33 and a third records. And 78s, and then I'll get around to some CDs. While preparing for this move, I came across a tape that I've been looking for a year or two, and I have to confess, I don't remember who it was who asked me if I had Paul Zimm's A Tribute to My Father, and I found it, but I can't remember the person who asked me for it. And as you know, it's one of my goals and one of my missions is when someone asks me for a recording, I'm very determined to see that that I find it and send it. So if you're listening, whoever you are, who a year or two ago asked me if I had Paul Zimm's A Tribute to My Father, I have it, and get in touch with me and I'll see that you get a copy of it immediately. And that is certainly an open invitation to any of you who have been searching for a particular recording from the past. I know it's getting more difficult as time goes by. In particular, you know, as the cassettes were taken over by the CDs, the 33s were taken over by the cassettes by the CDs, and now, of course, we have computerization of music. Everything else is becoming obsolete. And what do people do when they have obsolete recordings? They don't even have the machines to play them on. They send them into the garbage bin, unfortunately. Okay, I have an interesting program lined up for this evening, this afternoon. We're going to begin with Chaim Adler and Modim. This is from a very interesting album. I'll tell you more about that after we get going. This was a composition by Ladowski, W-L-A-D-O-W-S-K-Y, Ladowski. Okay, Chaim Adler. with Modine. That was Chaim Adler, and he was joined by a couple of other singers, Victor Roth, Yehuda Waltz, Michael Reschner, and Boaz Waltz. Ladowski, who composed this together with the choirmaster Leo Low, was born in 1870 in Smila, Poland. He served as a cantor in Kiev, Bakhmut, Sevastopol, Constantinople, and Bucharest, and then came to the United States, and from there to Toronto, where he was one of the founders of the Cantors Union of Canada. Our next, by the way, most of these selections, the first half a dozen or so, are from a wonderful recording of the Ramatayim Men's Choir in Jerusalem, directed by Richard Chave Tzion. I'm afraid I don't have, oh, it's 2005, 12 years ago. Okay, another selection featuring cantor Chaim Adler as a soloist, it will be Mi Sho'osa Nisim. This is a composition by Avram Mordechai Himmelstein, who was born in 1905. He died in 1974. He was born in Warsaw, Poland. He joined the synagogue choir at the age of 6, and by the age of 14, he was conducting four-voice choirs, accompanying cantors such as Sirota Moshe Kusevitsky. In 36, he turned down an offer to teach at Poland's State Academy, fortunately, and he moved to South Africa. There he served as choir director for decades, notably at Johannesburg's Great Synagogue. Okay, let's hear Cantor Chaim Adler with Mi Sho'osa Nisim.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can tell, that was from a live performance. Okay, again with the Ramatime Choir. We're going to hear a selection written by A.B. Rotenberg, who was born in 1952. He was born in New York in the area, and he resides in Toronto. This was as of 2005. He was ordained as a rabbi, is known for his compositional vocal work on the Dvekas and Journeys album. A series, and he's certainly been involved with many, many other projects combining traditional, folk, spiritual, and contemporary influences. So let's hear the choir with Achenu Kol Beis Israel.
Call me.
were listening to the Ramatayim Choir. The next selection will be Adon Olam, a composition by Salomone de Rossi, whose family traces its ancestry back to the Jews of Jerusalem and were exiled to Rome. He was born in 1565 and died in 1628. A singer, violinist, and composer of the court, at the court of Mantua, he was the greatest Jewish musician of the Renaissance period. De Rossi was a gifted secular composer who collaborated with the musical giants of the era, including Monteverdi. At the same time, he proudly appended the word Hebraeo to his name, and it was in the field of Jewish music that we find Rossi's most daring innovations. We'll hear his composition of Adon Olam as chanted by the Ramatayim Choir. Now imagine, over 400 years ago, they were singing that in Italy. Wow. And I assume in other parts of the world. Okay, the next selection is a composition by Louis Lewandowski. Born in 1821, he died in 1894. Many of you will recognize his this tune, this melody, and others. He was born in Reszczyn, province of Poznan, Poland. As a child, he and his four brothers accompanied their father, a cantor, and at the age of 12, he moved to Berlin to sing in the choir of cantor Asher Lion. He was the first Jewish student to be accepted into the Berlin Academy of Arts, where he distinguished himself. In 1844, the Berlin community invited him to organize and lead a choir where he composed prayers with four-part harmony as well as cantoral recitatives. In 1864, he He was appointed choir leader of the new synagogue in Berlin, where he published his most famous and enduring books, Kol Rina and Todah V'Zimra. Okay, this is the Ramatayim Choir and the very familiar Hallelujah by Lewandowski.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, continuing with the Ramatayim Choir, we're going to hear cantor Meir Dorfman singing Rosenblatt's Uvnucho Yomar. Well, I'm not going to tell you about Rosenblatt because many of you, some of you had the opportunity, I was going to say the pleasure, to attend my Yosla's World presentation, where I go in depth as to his fantastic life, his wonderful and tragic life, to say the least. He was born in 1882. He died in 1933 in Israel, penniless, after an incredible run of great success. By the way, if your synagogue is looking for a very interesting presentation, I'm game. I've given this Yosla's World presentation about eight times in Israel and a couple dozen times here in the States. And I'm going to be in Israel for Yom Yerushalayim. So if you I'll give you the dates when I'll be available to give it in Israel. But if you're here in the States, certainly enjoy letting you know the great, great life that he lived. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to Ramatayim Choir with Meir Dorfman, and this is Uvnucho Yomar.
Oh, Oh.
Okay, that was Mayor Dorfman with the Ramatayim Choir, and one more selection with the choir. This will be Boaz Waltz. He'll be chanting Pitchu Li. This is a composition by Shalom Sikunda. Shalom Sikunda was born in 1894. He died in 1975. He was born in the Ukraine. He was known as a boy cantor. He came to America in 1907. I guess the area was 13 years old, and immediately began singing in public. In 1914, he entered the Institute of Musical Art. His training included lessons with composer Ernest Bloch. He regularly conducted performances of classical music with well-known musicians and opera singers. Sikunda's extensive composing activity included Yiddish theater, Yiddish songs, for example, Bamir Bistashein, musical reviews, and Jewish liturgical music. He also served as music director of the Brooklyn Jewish Center in collaboration with cantor Richard Tucker. Yes, 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 we know Crown Heights. Those of you who go back a few years remember that cantor Richard Tucker was the chazan at the Brooklyn Jewish Center. Okay, let's hear Pitchu Li, and this is the composition by Shalom Sikunda, and it will be sung by Boaz Waltz, yes, together with the Ramatayim Choir. It must be so wonderful to see the Ramatayim choir in a live performance, because their recordings certainly are so fantastic. Okay, a couple of selections by Aaron Ben Susan. Haven't heard him for a while. Let's hear first. This will be Hananya Ben Akasha. Aharon Ben Susan.
Oh,
Ben Susan, one more selection, a very famous one of his. This is Anor Avdor. Aaron Ben Susan.
Inside.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this hour, little over hour of wonderful soul music. This is Charlie Bernhout, and I'm inviting you to stay on for another hour, the third hour. We had a wonderful series with Professor Howard Rothman finished last week, and now we're beginning 8 programs that were hosted by my friend cantor Alberto Mizrahi. It was first aired over WFMT Radio in 2009. And I had featured it about 7 years ago on my radio program. You know about Cantor Mizrachi. He served at Anshei Emet Synagogue for over 27 years. And as noted, the series was dedicated in memory of Barry Sirota. He certainly was a leading figure in the world of Chazonis, and he just died so young and suddenly in 2009 at the age of 61. Anyway, if you have any comments or requests, cbjmusic@aol.com. And if you're still listening to this, I'm trying to find the person who asked me if I had Paul Zimm's A Tribute to My Father, and I found it after a couple of years of going through my my stash, if you will, my storage unit in New Jersey, and I finally found it. So if you are listening, get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to make you a copy of that for you. And of course, you know, that's always a standing offer. Many of you have very favorites from the past, and you just don't know how to get them. And it's my pleasure to try to assist you on that. Well, anyway, thanks so much for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.